You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into another episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. On today's episode, it's in case you missed it, so getting you caught up with everything you need to know about your New Orleans Saints from this week, including which players were and were not listed as top 10 defenders by ESPN. Then we're getting your questions from the Locked On Saints Facebook group. A lot of concern around the running back position, and I'm here to tell you why that's not entirely necessary at all. Then we're going to wrap up the show with being joined by our good friend and managing editor over at Saints Wire, John Sigler, talk a little bit more about wide receiver N'Keal Harry, who could be hitting the market via trade here in the near future, and whether or not the New Orleans Saints should be interested. As always, I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, co-managing editor over at CanalStreetChronicles.com, and your Tuesday co-host over at the National Locked On NFL podcast. We got all that and a little bit of Lanyap for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints, your team every day. All right, family, going to have a brief In Case You Missed It segment this week. Not a ton to get caught up on around the New Orleans Saints. Going to spend a lot of time here talking about top 10 list and getting you caught up on that news, however. And of course, to get caught up on all the news around fantasy football, make sure you check out Vinny Iyer over at the Locked On Fantasy Football podcast. You can dominate your fantasy football leagues getting started here very soon as we're very, very close to training camp. And in case you missed it, we're less than 3 weeks away now for New Orleans Saints training camp and NFL training camp. For the first time in NFL history, a universal reporting date, with the exception of those who have to report a little bit early because of the Hall of Fame game. It begins before the preseason technically opens up, as well as an option for the Thursday night game for the week one folks that are playing in that matchup. But a universal reporting date on July 27th means that the New Orleans Saints and the rest of the NFL all report in less than 3 weeks for training camp. So we're almost there, and we're almost at that point where we get to see some of these big time position battles for the New Orleans Saints. And speaking of position battles, let's talk about position groups, which are getting the top 10 treatment over at ESPN via ESPN Plus's top 10 position rankings. The New Orleans Saints right now, with the five lists that have been released, had three names named this week. This week's all about defense. We saw edge rusher, defensive interior, linebacker, cornerback, and safety was released this morning. And next week, they'll turn their attention to offense. But the three New Orleans Saints that were named, still consistent with those that were named earlier. I expected one to be added this morning, but we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Cam Jordan added to the edge rusher list at number 9. DeMario Davis finding himself at number 9 as well on the linebacker list. And Marshon Lattimore finding himself at number 7. On the cornerback list, all of which very deserving of their rankings within the top 10, regardless, honestly, of where they're listed. All that really matters is that they're seen as top 10 talents at their position. And absolutely, we should agree when it comes to all three of those names. In fact, one, I believe it was a defensive coordinator in the NFL, ended up naming Cam Jordan in the top 5 of edge rushers, but also in the top 5 of defensive interior players as well, with a 14%+ win percentage at the interior defensive spots in 2020. So he has been absolutely outstanding wherever it is that you put him on the defensive line. You can see the same thing with DeMario Davis, who has really run the mill as one of the best pursuit off-ball linebackers in the NFL. So even though his primary objective is not to put pressure on the quarterback like an edge rushing linebacker might, he has still shown that he is absolutely a player that can pull that off. Last year, 33 pressures, most amongst any linebacker that played over 75 pass rushing snaps at that off-ball linebacker spot. And of course, Marshon Lattimore, for all the inconsistencies that folks continue to point out, still continues to be one of the top defensive backs in the NFL, putting up numbers in terms of passer rating allowed, interceptions, and pass breakups, still similar to Jalen Ramsey to this day over the course of the last four seasons. So he's absolutely somebody that will look to bounce back and challenge some of the questions that have been hanging around him heading into 2021. But in case you missed it, Marcus Williams not listed on the safety list. I told you if it happened that you would hear about it on today's episode. So here we go. Listen, there's absolutely no reason that Marcus Williams shouldn't be considered a top 10 safety at this point in his career. He leads in interceptions at the positions that's coming into the NFL, and he has given up fewer yards, fewer catches, and a lower catch percentage than some of the other guys that did find themselves on the top 10 list, including a guy, John Johnson, who ended up hitting free agency this past season, who clearly wasn't that viable when it came to keeping him around over with the Los Angeles Rams. He's now signed with a Cleveland Browns secondary who deals with a lot of injuries, and so he'll be a really, really good addition to their team. But you look at Marcus Williams, Saints, $100 million over the salary cap going into the next season here, still couldn't let him go. They still put a franchise tag on him. That's how integral he has been to this. Fewer missed tackles than John Johnson over the course of his career, even though John Johnson plays a ton more in the box and having to make tackles face-to-face with players as opposed to in-trail technique and some of the other situations that Marcus Williams as a deep safety ends up in. Has a better reception percentage, 61.5% receptions allowed when targeted, according to Pro Football Focus, when it comes to Marcus Williams, 70.9 for John Johnson. John Johnson also allowing 16 touchdowns since 2017, twice as many as Marcus Williams with only 8. And Marcus Williams, of course, adds his 13 regular season interceptions, which can be compared to John Johnson's 9. So I think that when you look at this over the course of just the numbers, as well as the value to the team over the course of their career since both coming in since 2017, at least in even just the John Johnson case, Marcus Williams deserves to be a top 10 safety and was snubbed when it comes to this list. And of course, we can make a similar argument for David Onyemata, who also didn't make it as an interior defensive lineman. But I have no doubt that David Onyemata, at least, will be on that list next year when they start looking ahead to 2022. And finally, in case you missed it, Latavius Murray saying that he wants to work on being more efficient in 2021. Latavius, how much more efficient can you be, my man? 11 converted first downs on 12 third down runs in 2020. Also averaged, along with Alvin Kamara out of the backfield, 146 yards and 2 touchdowns over the course of a 9-game win streak last year. The guy has been incredibly consistent over the course of his time in New Orleans and still wants to find a way to be more efficient and also consistent as well. So you have to love that type of attitude coming from the Saints running back room, which we're going to talk about a little bit more here in just a moment as we get to your questions from the Locked On Saints Facebook group next. A lot of folks a little bit curious about whether or not the Saints should go out and sign another running back, and some people not feeling good about the running back room. I'm here to tell you, you have no reason to be concerned about the running back room, as it's one of the best positions that the Saints have been able to retain going out of 2020 and into 2021. More on that as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. There's a lot of overlap in fandom when it comes to the New Orleans Saints and SEC college football. So if you're a college football fan, right now is a great time to get in on some early odds for the winner of the SEC. Right now, the favorite, of course, is Alabama at minus 165, but you've got Georgia, if you're willing to take a risk here, at plus 275, Texas A&M at plus 900. LSU, you wonder where they are? Right now, they're fifth in these rankings at plus 1400. I'd stay away from that one. But if you want to take a look at them or any of the other Power Five conferences around college football and see what some of the odds are in terms of those conference winners, go and check it all out over at betonline.ag. Sign up for a free account while you're there so that you can get in on the action when it comes to college football. You've got the NBA Finals. You've also got MLB continuing to roll around as those teams all start to make their push for the eventual playoffs later on this year. So check them out over at betonline.ag. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. It's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Have some questions here from the Locked On Saints Facebook group, which you can join at facebook.com/groups/LockedOnSaints. Going to answer some of them today, save some of them for a Monday mailbag. But I want to get to a couple of questions about the Saints running back room, because it seems there's a little bit of a lack of confidence in the Saints running back room. Had Joseph Zapata ask a little bit about adding Le'Veon Bell. We had Ali ask a little bit about the running back depth, mentioning that it was a little scary and if a UDFA would end up panning out. I think the Saints are fine at the running back position. I think it's their third strongest position on their roster behind safety and offensive line. I think that when you look at the running back room, it's the exact same as it was last year. And the New Orleans Saints were fantastic when it came to the run game. You've got Alvin Kamara back, you've got Latavius Murray back, you've got Ty Montgomery, and you've got Dwayne Washington. And of course, Ty Montgomery might serve a little bit of a, you know, a hybrid role as a receiver early, but then be able to be a fallback plan when it comes to the running back position. But for the New Orleans Saints, I think they're fine there. And there's really not a UDFA that they brought in. Stevie Scott's really the only one at the running back position that I would look at and say, oh yeah, that guy's got a chance to dethrone somebody when it comes to one of the running back positions. Again, the New Orleans Saints love zone blocking and they love their zone run scheme and they love chunk plays. Stevie Scott didn't produce any of those things, only 3 explosive plays or 30 plus yard plays during his time in college. And he's somebody as well that ran mostly in a man type blocking or a gap blocking scheme as opposed to a zone blocking scheme. So I don't look at him or even a guy like Tony Jones Jr., who I was particularly excited about last year, coming in from Notre Dame. I don't see either of them as even being able to really hold a candle to either to what any of the guys that should make the roster at the running back position this year will be able to produce. And so Alvin Kamara, Latavius Murray, Ty Montgomery, Dwayne Washington, you're solid going in when it comes to this running back position. I truly think it's their third strongest position, if not maybe their second strongest position on this team, especially when it's led by a superstar like Alvin Kamara. Now, you look for Latavius Murray to maybe have a bigger role in the passing game this year, just to sort of take a little bit of the stress off of Alvin Kamara and keep him healthy, especially with the 17th game there. But Latavius Murray had 146 carries over the last 2 seasons, exactly the same, but had a larger yards per carry total in 2020 than he did in 2019. And he's going to look to add to that rate and add to that average per carry moving ahead here into the 2021 season. I feel very good about the running back position. Hope that you will too. Let's head over to another position that could potentially be getting some more attention here over the course of the offseason, unless one of the younger guys does end up panning out. It's the linebacker spot next to DeMario Davis. Jeremy Raines asks whether or not Quan Alexander could be an option for the Saints. He knows that the Saints cut him, but could they potentially re-sign him for less? The answer is yes. He could be an option for the New Orleans Saints. Are the New Orleans Saints going to bring him in and immediately stunt the development of the guys that they've invested in Pete Werner and Zach Bond? I don't think so. So I think that maybe you look at Quan Alexander as an option if it's very clear that Pete Werner, for instance, doesn't pan out at the will linebacker spot or at the linebacker spot next to DeMario Davis, or there's an injury at the position and Quan Alexander is still on the market. I actually wouldn't even be surprised to see them wait until after week 1 if he's still on the market to sign him if they ended up needing another body at the position. That way his salary isn't guaranteed. If they wait until after regular season week 1, there's no guaranteed salary. It can kind of go per game basis there. So I think that might be a wise move by them if he's still on the market and they end up needing a body. But unless those two things absolutely align, I don't see the Saints rushing to sign Quan Alexander and therefore stunting the potential development of the guys they've already invested in at the position. Michael Murray asked for a little bit of an update on Marshawn Lattimore and whether or not he'll be playing this season. The short answer is yes, of course, he'll be playing this season. However, we don't know at this moment if there's going to be a suspension at any early portion of the season, 1, 2, 3 games, anything like that. That's still something that we're all waiting to learn more about. I'm sure that that is a process that will continue to be ongoing. He'll have there's essentially 2 parts of the process here, right? There's the actual process that takes place in Ohio, and then there's the NFL process that takes place independently. So we'll have to wait for one, if not both of those things to conclude before we get any real update there, but certainly we'll get that before the season begins. And finally here, we'll get to Jack Allen, who asks what move the Saints could make for the remainder of this offseason. Well, there's a couple of things that they could still do. They could still go out there and invest in a linebacker. Again, I don't think it's the wisest thing to do, but they could do that. They could also go out there and still invest at the cornerback position opposite Marshawn Lattimore. I think right now, all eyes are focused on Marcus Williams and trying to get his contract extension done before the July 15th deadline. If they can't get a long-term deal worked out before then he ends up having to play 2021 on the franchise tag and therefore becoming a free agent at the end of that season. I think the Saints and Marcus Williams would like to avoid that and keep him in New Orleans long-term. So that would be the first thing that I would see them working to get done. We're here July 9th today, so 6 days away from that deadline. Deadlines spur actions, as we've heard here on the show before, and I expect the New Orleans Saints to focus on that first before going out and worrying about anybody that's not currently within the facility. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by John Sigler of Saints Wire to talk a little bit more N'Keal Harry and the trade rumors around him. Could he be somebody that fits with the New Orleans Saints? Should the Saints be interested? We'll talk about all of that. And we have some more great questions that'll come up again here on Monday, including who some of the captains are going to be replacing some of the captains lost from last year. Great question from Hank Harrell that we'll talk about in our Monday mailbag. If you have any additional questions that you would like to add in, head over to the Locked On Saints Facebook group or drop them here below in the comments on our YouTube video if you're watching on YouTube, and we'll get to those on Monday. We'll have everything here coming up for you with John Sigler, more N'Keal Harry as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. And don't forget that today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at rockauto.com. We're all getting back to the daily commute, getting back in our cars, perhaps for the first time in a long while, at least on a consistent basis. So don't shortchange yourself anything. Make sure that your car is in fantastic condition to be able to take care of you as it returns into a daily driver. Anything that you need to help that happen, you can find over at rockauto.com. And it doesn't matter what type of car you have, what make, what model, what year, they've got you covered, and they'll have several options as well all across the board for anything that you're looking for. So go and check them out over at rockauto.com. Don't worry about the chain stores around the corner. Save yourselves some time, cut out the middleman, make the orders yourself, and have the parts delivered directly to your door. Check them out, rockauto.com. Don't forget to let them know that Locked On sent you by writing Locked On in the How'd You Hear About Us section. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And make sure to also go check out our good friends over at builtbar.com. Grasshopper cookie, it's up on the website right now. You can go and check them out. These things taste absolutely incredible. I was shocked. They already have a mint brownie flavor. This is completely different. This is a game changer. This is absolutely phenomenal. I ended up ripping through the entire six-pack box that they sent us. So go and check them out. Get the delivery of your own as well. And you can also customize your delivery and mix in a couple of additional flavors that they have, because including now the grasshopper cookie, there are 10 flavors for you to choose from, with grasshopper cookie being one of those exciting limited edition flavors that hit the website all the time. And the best way to stay up to date with what they've got is by checking them out at builtbar.com. And when you grab yourself a box, don't forget to use the promo code LOCKED15. So you can get 15% off of your next order at builtbar.com. Let's get it. Hoodat Nation, wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints. The only way that I wanted to all week, this is exactly what I had hoped for. I get to share the mic with my very, very good friend, John Sigler from over at Saints Wire USA Today. You can follow him on Twitter at John_Sigler with two R's, S-I-G-L-E-R-R. John, how are you, buddy? It's good to see you again.
I'm doing fantastic, Ross. Thanks for having me on the show again. The two R's, it always throws people off, you know, but hey, don't talk to me. Talk to the guy who had the tag with one R. So you just got to make do with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's some other Ross Jackson out there that's got at Ross Jackson. It drives me nuts all the time. So I'm 100% with you, man. Last time that we visited, we stirred the pot a little bit, admittedly, around some wide receiver trade talk. We dare not go that far again, but we do want to take a look at a 6'4" wide receiver that is reportedly at least asking to be on the trade market with Patriots wide receiver N'Keal Harry. You did a phenomenal breakdown over at Saints Wire, which you can all find at saintswire.usatoday.com. I'll drop everything in description for you, everything, so that you can go and check out the piece. But talk a little bit about why the New Orleans Saints should be interested in this receiver. What are some of the big takeaways that folks should know around why the Saints should be interested in N'Keal Harry?
Yeah, you know, to me, N'Keal Harry is like the ideal Emmanuel Sanders replacement for this season. You look at how he is deployed last year. He didn't play often enough in the slot. For someone who did, you know, line up there very often in college, the Patriots didn't really do a good job of maximizing his skill set there. But when he was lined up in the slot, you know, he ran a lot of the routes that Manny Sanders was running. He didn't run them as well.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, that's not uncommon. You know, anyone, that is one area that you can improve with coaching. And that's something we've seen with the Saints. You know, Michael Thomas is 100 times better as a route runner now as he was compared to when he came out of Ohio State. So is Traquan Smith coming out of UCF. So this is something we've seen the Saints really work with young guys on and develop them And I think N'Keal Harry is a great fit for the Saints in that regard. You know, I feel like anytime you can get someone with his pedigree as a, you know, someone who had over 2,000 receiving yards in college, someone who has shown how he can win, who has a very clear path to success in this offense, and who would have been a first or second round pick 2 years ago. Yeah, you go out and swap I think it was Jeremy Fowler with ESPN reported on Thursday that the Pats could be seeking like a conditional sixth for a player like that. You do that deal 10 times out of 10. I mean, go right. for it. And, you know, of course, the Saints, they don't have a sixth next year, but the Patriots don't have a fifth. So if the Saints can swap their fifth rounder for a first round talent, then by all means, go get it.
And in terms of what it is that the New Orleans Saints have available to them when it comes to draft capital next year, or at least what's estimated, they would be able to part with that without much loss.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're expected to get a sixth round comp pick for Sheldon Rankins. We're expecting them to have 9 selections total, which would be probably the most in the Sean Payton era. I mean, it's just such a phenomenal difference from what we're used to. They could totally take a swing at it, and we wouldn't even notice. I mean, they've burned fifth and sixth round picks on guys who aren't even in the league anymore just, 2 or 3 years ago. So to me, there's such little risk involved with this. I mean, worst case scenario, you trade for him, and then you end up cutting him a year or two from now. Best case scenario, you get someone who is either bigger, faster, or more accomplished in the NFL or in college than everyone you have on the roster right now, not named Michael Thomas or Traquan Smith.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you look at what N'Keal Harry brings, 6'4", 230 pounds. We know that, you know, whoever it is that's going to be the quarterback will likely look for some red zone attention, some contested catch third down attention. I know some folks have talked about his ability or inability to show that he can separate. But if you look at Michael Thomas, 2.4 yards of separation in 2019, what he had, you know, when he broke the record for most catches in a season, Emmanuel Sanders, who you referenced earlier, 3.1. N'Keal Harry last year fell right in between those at 2.9 yards of separation, according to Next Gen Stats. Feels like in this New Orleans Saints system, that might not be as big of a deal as it is when you're dealing with a Jarrett Stidham or a end of career Cam Newton.
Yeah, you know, or a what looked at the time to be an end of career Tom Brady. I mean, N'Keal Harry has not enjoyed the best quarterback play in 22 games into his NFL career. And something that was interesting, you know, I'm a big Cam Newton fan. He's just one of the most entertaining quarterbacks to watch. One area of his game that has not improved from whenever he was, you know, doing the Superman pose at Auburn, he has never really maxed out his slot receivers. And you can go back and look at his time with Curtis Samuel in Carolina. You can go even further back. He's just never really made the most of those guys. And I think N'Keal Harry, you know, kind of suffered for that a bit last season. And then whenever he wasn't dealing with that, he was dealing with Jarrett Stidham, which he is who he is at this point. Right. So I would love to see him in a system that can maximize, I mean, that has gone out of its way to maximize slot receivers. I mean, look at Marcus Colston, the career he had. They're predominantly playing as a big slot. So at the end of the day, I feel like Sean Payton can get more out of N'Keal Harry than Josh McDaniels can. And if the price is right, it's a move I would love to see the Saints go after.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about $1.4 million in 2021 in terms of salary cap, 1.9 next season. The NFLPA just updated salary cap to show that the Saints are right now sitting with $11.6 million after the Ryan Ramczyk extension. And there's a possibility of clearing more space with the Marcus Williams extension down the road as well. So very little risk here, especially if we're talking about a fifth, conditional fifth, maybe even a seventh round selection, depending upon what some of the offers are coming from around the NFL. One last question for you. The New Orleans Saints trade for N'Keal Harry. Let's say that it happens. What does this wide receiver depth chart look like going into 2021?
Yeah, you know, Michael Thomas is still at the top. That's without question. Traquan Smith is someone I'm very bullish on. I think that, you know, whoever starts at QB, Jameis or Taysom, they're going to get more out of Traquan than we've seen before, especially as a vertical downfield receiving threat. And so N'Keal Harry, you know, he's looking to be the third receiver, and he's going to see much more favorable mismatches in coverage than he would have seen as the number one or two guy in New England. I think it's a great fit, and it doesn't really do anything to take touches away from Deonte Harris or Marquez Callaway. It adds competition to the rotation with those guys, but they're both they both have very different skill sets, and they're going to get the ball in very different ways than N'Keal Harry would on, you know, on screens with Harris, as we saw last year, mm-hmm. and maybe in these third down 50-50 possession balls with Callaway. That is something that Harry could muscle in on, taking those opportunities away. But I think that's kind of what you want going into training camp, is you want to have the most viable options possible. And right now it kind of feels like the Saints' top four or five receivers are already locked in, just because they don't have any other real threats to crack the rotation.
Absolutely. You know, John, you once told me that the apostrophe in Tre'Quan Smith meant 19.8 yards per catch. Perhaps the apostrophe in N'Keal means future New Orleans Saint. We'll see exactly how it all ends up panning out. But I appreciate you taking the time to join us here for today's Locked On Saints. Make sure you check out John on Twitter at John_Sigler with two R's, and check out the great work being done by him and the rest of the gang over at Saints Wire, the USA Today blog covering the New Orleans Saints. John, we appreciate you coming through, buddy.
Thanks, Ross. Thanks for having me on the show again. Eager to see you soon.
All right, y'all. One more big thank you to John Sigler for taking the time to come through. Always a blast to be able to talk with my good friend there. Y'all, we'll be back with you on Monday with our Monday mailbag. We're also going to continue on with our position by position preview, making sure you know every single name on the Saints roster heading into training camp, still with cornerback, interior defensive line, and edge rusher to go. And we'll also take a special look at special teams as well. So that'll all be coming up throughout the week to get you all the information that you need ahead of training camp for your New Orleans Saints. Remember, we're here with you 5 days a week, and thank you so much for all of the support that you've shown. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review, share. Everything that you've done so far has been awesome, and I really, really appreciate all of the help. You can also hit me up anytime on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them, and trust you, that nation. I'll holla at you.